Good evening, this is Broadband coming at you live on ATS this time with a reply to Zeta 101's UFO and Aliens podcast. Zeta mentioned something about aliens in the vast universe and it being the life form. And you know, I have to say I believe in aliens because, I mean, if you think about it, we're such a vast universe. I mean, the Milky Way is even huge, massive the way it is. And to think about the whole universe, you wouldn't think that there would be a higher power that would put another form of life form there. I mean, if you think about it, you could think of a dog as being an alien, and you know, it's just, it doesn't come to us that because it's domesticated and it's been, you know, dogs have been around for years and years and years, but who never knew the first dog wasn't sent by aliens, you know, to reproduce and make other forms of dogs or other forms of aliens, which, you know, could be the good ones that we just think as nice, friendly, cuddly pets. I thought about that before. I do believe they're bad aliens, and I do believe they're good aliens. That's the same way with human beings. There's good humans and bad humans. It's a culture of one's nature, and I believe the world, Earth we live on, is a backwater planet, and the technology that's new to us and cutting edge to us is actually, you know, nothing to an alien, to a separate life form that's out of, you know, this universe or this galaxy. And if an alien could fly here and land here and take us up an experiment, why haven't we have the technology to create a spacecraft and fly back, you know? We're just now getting to Mars, and we've sent a probe out, I guess, to explore the outer planets, and to think they can skip from galaxy to galaxy, that's pretty insane. I believe the government does fake UFOs. I believe that, and the only reason I really do believe that is, I mean, for example, if you take a picture of a UFO taken in the 60s and one taken in the 2000s, one taken in the 60s looks like it could be an older model of one taken in, you know, the 2000s. Same way with a car. You know, take a Corvette and take one that's from 64 and compare it to one that's 2000. You know, of course, the 2000 one's going to look more streamlined and aerodynamic, what's forth. And, you know, just give you something to think about, and I've always thought about it. I'm sure other people have. I know somebody whose daughter's been abducted. She's about 40-something now, and I haven't got a chance to talk to her about it. But when I do, I'll be sure to make a podcast about it for members of ATS who are interested to hear. I can believe her story. I can believe anybody who's been abducted by an alien. I'm not, you know, letting people walk over me with it, but it just, with the clarity and just the way the story could sound, you know, it's easily believable. I think that just about wraps it up with everything, and yeah, that was a great podcast, and how about your opinions? This is Broadband.